Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky. Joining me in the studio is WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Happy Thanksgiving, Jonathan.
And thank you. It is indeed Thanksgiving Day, and that's why we're talking about beer. Not wine. I don't know why. But what's very interesting about our topic for Thanksgiving Day is we're talking about something uniquely American, the pumpkin.
The pumpkin.
And its beers.
Yes. In the last, I want to say 10 years, there's been this strange move in the beer industry to put out beers made with pumpkin in the fall. They have taken off like nobody's business. The funny thing, though, is that they don't all taste the same, and they don't all necessarily taste sweet, and that's evidenced by the four I'm going to tell you about.
Well, let's start with number one.
Okay, number one is Dogfish Head Punkin, P-U-N-K-I-N, Ale. And their label says it's made with real pumpkin, brown sugar, allspice, cinnamon, and nutmeg. This beer comes in at 7%, which is pretty much average for the pumpkin beers. I like this beer probably the best of all of the ones I tried because it's sort of the least pumpkin and spicy. It's got a nice dryness to it. You get a little bit of that fruitiness of the pumpkin in it, but it doesn't taste like drinking pumpkin pie.
Mm-hmm. Number two?
Number two is Cape Ann Brewing's Fisherman's Pumpkin Stout. Now, this kind of sounds horrible, pumpkin in your stout. But it's actually not so bad. The nose tricks you a little bit. It's all full of spice, but when you drink it, it's actually rather dry. You don't get vanilla. You don't get any of the spices. It's really sort of more stout and less pumpkin. Mm-hmm.
You could call it pout, I think, which I think would be great.
If it made you sad.
Exactly so. And the third one?
The third one is Schlafly Pumpkin Ale. Schlafly is from St. Louis. This is an 8% pumpkin ale made with pumpkin, cinnamon, nutmeg, and clove. It's an imperial pumpkin ale, so it's higher in alcohol. It's also sort of like a cross between cream soda and root beer, which might excite some people. It didn't really do much for my palate. I didn't like the sweetness of it. And the alcohol is just a little
over the top.
It's a little over the top.
Mm-hmm.
The final one that I was able to try is from Shock Top Brewery, also in St. Louis. And this is Shock Top Pumpkin Wheat. It has a lower alcohol level, 5.2%. And it has pumpkin, nutmeg, cinnamon, and cloves. This one was definitely the lightest. It had a bit of a vegetal quality to it that you can get when you're adding
stuff to
pumpkin
your
to your beer. Yeah. It's easier to drink, I think, in a way than the other ones because of the lower alcohol, but I didn't find it as pleasing.
I wonder what people from Germany think of our pumpkin beers. You know, they probably think we have gone mad long ago.
Yeah, but we also have to think that, you know, they put raspberries in their beer and Woodruff and all sorts of things too. So to each his own vegetation.
Natürlich. Well, pumpkin ales are here, and you might have to look a little hard this late in the season to find them, but they're a wonderful part of Christmas and the fall, and a lot of people really enjoy them, so who are we to say no?
And they're getting better.
That's a really great point. Every year, I think, pumpkin ale becomes more refined.
It does.
Eventually, it'll have no pumpkin. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac. Happy Thanksgiving.
Cheers.